KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. We've been reporting all morning the breaking news that several sea lions, more than 12 of them, have escaped from the Marine Mammal Care Center here in Laguna Beach, and they are somewhere in town. We're looking for them and trying to make sure they get back to safety. I've been working all morning to try to get an expert on the phone. I'm happy to say now that we have Steve Sarowski. He's from the National Authority on Sea Lion Research. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Hello.
Have you heard anything like this happening before, several sea lions escaping from a contained space like our Marine Mammal Care Center?
To be honest, Tyler, I'm not surprised by this. I've been studying sea lions for my entire life, out on the open sea, in the zoos, training them directly. People think that, for the most part, sea lions are relatively nice, trainable. You can teach them to play catch. Sometimes they think that you're a rag doll. They'll come at you.
Now, what I heard this morning is that they are not, in fact, dangerous. These sea lions are not feral or harmful. They're literally just looking for someone to play with because they've been so bored at the Marine Mammal Center. Do you think that's possible?
I mean, they could be kind of moody, Tyler. You know, I mean, you're not in a good mood every day, are you?
I suppose I'm not.
Sea lions, I mean, they're different from sea otters. They're not the same at all. I mean, they could be kind of temperamental.
So what should we do if we see one of these sea lions this morning? It looks friendly. It looks like it wants to play with us. What do we do?
Don't move, Tyler. You come across a sea otter, you stay
a sea lion. A sea lion, sir.
Sea lion, sea otter, they're the same thing. I've been studying these things for years. You look at them in the eyes. You stare at them directly in the eyes. You look them down. Do not be intimidated by these lovable creatures. You just look at their whiskers. Don't move, though, because if you move, they will bite your freaking hand off. And then you lay down. You lay down and you play dead.
I have indeed heard that when it comes to bears or bobcats. I've never heard playing dead for a sea lion. But it's great to have an expert like you on the phone to let us know exactly what to do if we do, in fact, see a sea lion this morning. We play dead, wait till it goes away, and call the authorities.
They are as dangerous as bears, Tyler. You might as well pretend that there's bears running around your city. I mean, it's that serious. Studying these things for years, Tyler, my whole life.
Okay.
It's
great to have you on the phone because you're really opening my eyes to how serious the situation is. Again, more than 12 sea lions have escaped the Marine Mammal Care Center. Steve from the National Authority on Sea Lion Research has really informed us the gravity of this, and we appreciate you coming on the radio with us this morning.
My pleasure, Tyler.
All right, Steve. You have a great morning.